Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, what have we got on the news? We're back to lawn bowls as the number one topic.
Here we are. We'll hit that out first, as Pete was a bit upset about that last week. But anyway, well, Pete, actually wasted 20 minutes of his life listening to the whole show. So.
Well, Pete, why don't you tell somebody who cares?
We're here down here at the beautiful Mawson Lakes today, Rick.
Well, we are.
Isn't it beautiful down here? I told you.
It was the same sort of sun that we've got in Gawler East.
Okay, Barossolite Bowls, Rick. Final, we've hit the finals.
The GWs?
No, this week. This week's grand final. So they played Saturday, Sunday last week.
Yes,
so
yep.
First match was the first semi-final. Kapunda, which I tipped, played New
Hang on, sorry for interrupting. Pete, are you listening to all this right now? Okay, right.
So Kapunda I tipped. They went down to Newry, 71-85.
That's about true of your tipping standard.
Yeah, we'll get onto that later. Young Lockie Fuss again, 31-16 over Andrew McGorman. Andrew, a very good bowler, played in town for a fair while. 31-16, he got up over him, was the biggest winning rink in that match.
Yep.
Second semi-final, then on the Saturday as well, Rick. Angaston played Lindock, which I tipped Angaston. 107-73, Angaston winning. John O'Voigt, 36-14 over Harry Sykes. Fair win for John O.
Yeah.
Well, he was the state country carnival winner in pairs and singles, so he's a fair bowler.
Yes.
So then we went on to the Sunday, Rick, and they went out to the lovely Mount Pleasant. Out there,
obviously,
after
they'd been to church, it wouldn't have started early.
Oh no, it would have started after church. Yeah. We had then Lindock, the losers from Saturday, playing the winners from the other game on the Saturday. Lindock playing Newry, probably would have tipped probably Lindock, I suppose. Yeah. You know, if I had, I didn't.
So that guarantees Newry won, did they?
Newry won, 74-96, with Robbie Gropey. I don't know, 6 or 7-time champion at Newry or whatever he was. 30-12 up over Shane Marsland, one of our valued listeners, Shane Marsland.
Yeah, that's a big...
Yeah, big win, Shane. I don't know where you were. What happened? Didn't turn up Saturday. Went to church. Got there late. But anyway, so then they move on to this week, Rick.
Yes.
This Saturday it is, over at Freeling. I might even whiz over and have a little look.
Oh, dear me.
Yes.
Petrol's up in price, Phil. I'd reconsider
I'm heading up that way anyhow, so I'll probably just call in on the way through. So Divi 1 Grand Final sees the old rivals, Angaston versus Newry in the Div 1.
Well,
played at Freeling.
I'll make a prediction now. Angaston will win that.
I agree. Div 2. It's going to be a bit boring here for a minute. Angaston versus Kapunda.
Angaston will win
Angaston
that too.
For me too. Div 3, Angaston Blue versus Tanunda at Freeling. They're all at Freeling. I won't keep saying Freeling. So
right.
It's all at Freeling.
I'll go for the trifecta, Angaston.
I'm going Tanunda.
Well, good luck.
Div 4, this is two different sides here.
Oh.
Lindock Gold versus Udunda.
Lindock for me.
I'm going for Lindock too. I reckon they... I wouldn't really have a clue, but I'm going to...
Well, tell us something.
State the obvious, isn't it?
Tell us something we don't know.
So all our Adelaide Bowls is all over. Grand final this week. So we were finished last week, so I don't need to mention much more on that.
When is the announcement of who you're playing
don't
for
know.
Next year?
No, it could be Paynham. I'm going to go and see the AGM and see what they got to say and see how we go. Work on it from there.
It's not what you told me.
No. Well, that's what I'm telling them. Okay, that's all of the bowls, really, Rick.
Well,
sorry. The Alfie Skew Stay went ahead.
Yes, and you weren't well.
I couldn't go. I was as crook as a dog, Rick. I woke up Sunday morning and just couldn't leave the house
for
reasons.
Our good listeners, Phil, I don't really want to... Didn't you go out Saturday night and eat all you could eat for nothing?
No, Saturday afternoon.
Well, that explains
tacos.
Everything. I mean, eating from midday till midnight is ridiculous. And
No, we're finished. It was 12 till 2 or something, but... Oh. Yeah, throw a few of those tacos.
So that's the last tacos you're ever eating?
No, I'm ready to eat them again now. But I don't know whether it was then because, I had a bit of a shiver as well, so it was a bit off colour. So anyway, all good now.
Yep.
Let's get on to the AFL, Rick.
Well, and excitement. Now are we on round 1.4 or 6?
I don't know what round we're on. Doesn't matter. But I got 6 out of 9, Rick. I know you beat me by 1, I think, wasn't it?
No, 2.
2.
Because I'm 1 ahead, good listeners.
You're 1 ahead, okay.
In the overall competition.
So you got 8.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I've gone 1 ahead, but I will admit that I am 1 point, I mean, in prediction margins. I'm actually 1 behind at the moment, but after this Saturday, I mean, again, it doesn't matter unless the predicted winning totals are equal, but they're not equal already.
All right, if you, I'm confused, so if you're confused, right, now, we're all confused.
Well, let's put it this way. We'll explain to everyone, I am 1 tip ahead.
Okay, that's all we needed to know.
Okay, would you agree with that?
Yes, at this stage, although you forgot to put your tips in, so I'll see how I'm going when at the end of the year. I thought, Rick, just quickly analysing a couple of the games,
yes.
I thought Bulldogs, very, very ordinary.
I think you tipped them.
They got that, yeah, I did.
Oh, right.
That wasn't anything to do with that statement. I thought their forwards, all they do is want to mark high balls all the time, don't they? Jump and...
The only other side that resembles their performance in forward is Port Adelaide.
You haven't got any forwards.
No, none at all.
Oh, Charlie done all right.
What? Backing on into the goal and dribbling and missing and so
on. Oh, why'd he play on?
Well, it's Charlie Dixon. You can't expect... You know, Robert,
he would have probably missed it anyway.
He's
10 metres out.
That's right. He's no rocket scientist, you know.
Getting on to... we've covered Port a bit there now, but yeah, like the kicking was disgrace, wasn't it?
Well, the reality 16, is...
16-24.
The reality is that I think, with all fairness, and all right, I've jumped off the wagon a bit with my Port Adelaide because of Ken Hinckley. But nothing has changed, Phil. Mm. They've got no methodology in attempting to kick goals unless Butters and Rosie run through and do something. There is no plan of attack. Nothing has changed.
I don't know. Finlayson. Four behinds.
That's right.
Marshall, 3 behinds. Yeah.
But the reality is that that's not a change either.
No,
they haven't kicked. They haven't kicked straight in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be coaching and environment, and nothing has changed. And that's the reason I'm not backing Hinckley. And they are not a good side.
Mm. And I think they're going to be run of the mill. I think, as I said to you, we've got a bet on, I think, $10, haven't we, or something? 50 if I win.
Yeah, that was.
Port
your
will
stuff.
Make the 8.
I don't
think they'll be real big contenders. Well, I don't know.
I will be very surprised because I don't think. I think they're aging as well. I mean, you've got that young little fleet,
mm-hmm.
but if you've got to play Boak and Wines on wings and so forth, I mean,
Ollie was no good.
Well, hang on. Ken's told us. It was Ollie's best pre-season of all time.
Left it out on the track.
And, quote, he was back to his best. Well,
not
I didn't think he
last
was...
Last week,
I didn't know that he was on the ground after half-time.
Well, Marshall's another one.
Well, there you go.
Oh, God.
Now, what about the Crows?
Almost won. Jeez, I was biting at the bit here, laying on the lounge, and I think, oh, my God, here we go. No.
The reality is, as even their coach, Mr. Nix, said, the scoreboard flattered them. For 3 quarters,
they were
pathetic.
Yep.
And I believe the only reason, and, you know, you get the run of the flow of the game or whatever,
yep.
but in wet conditions... That brings everyone back to equal, and they were basically flogged. The scoreboard counts.
Yeah,
for
I tend to agree. They were. Gold Coast were very. They're a good side.
Mark my words. They've been a good side. This could be the sort of, you know, dating myself back to when Neil Curley coached South Adelaide in his first year to a premiership. They were
64.
Right. Yes, correct. They were right and ready to go. Now, I think Gold Coast will make the 8 this year, but they were, you know, I reckon there's got to be a lot of credit given to Stewie Jew because I think Hardwick...
I think he's done a bad job, did he?
Hardwick has come in at the right time. And, of course, they'll give him all the credit because he's a premiership coach and all that. But they're just about ready to rock and roll, and they're young and they're quick.
Yep.
There you go.
I tend to agree with you.
Gee, say that again, quickly.
I tend to agree with you. Not totally. I reckon, Rick, as we speak, the best one of the best players in the AFL at the moment is that big Luke Jackson from, he plays for Fremantle, ex-Melbourne. He is at Freo. He is just a freak.
He is a very, very good player.
Same mobile. He's a beautiful ruckman, tap ruckman.
Yeah.
And he can go forward and kick three or four goals. I reckon if I had a choice of a person to go into the say the Port side or wherever you're supporting, he'd be my first choice at right now.
Phil, I've always recognised you as an astute judge, and I think that is one of the best comments you've ever made.
Really?
Yep, I totally agree with you. It'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how long Freo can keep him.
Mm. He's only 23. I think he's gone home. I reckon he was a Perth boy.
Oh,
is he?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that might be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he went home.
No, very, very good.
But very good. And I'll tell you another one is really come to age. He's 29 years old now. Is that Jesse Hogan?
Yeah.
Ex-Melbourne, ex-Freo.
Yes.
And now I found his niche at, and he is just playing the footy of his life, isn't he? Could win the medal for the leading goal kicker this year. There you go.
That's an early
cool. tip.
Phil?
There you go.
We're only in round 1.3, aren't we?
Oh, I can't remember now whether it's 1, 2, 3, don't know.
It's a raging
success.
We're
over zero, aren't we?
You were going to get me a footy fix.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the one I've got in my bag. All right. Let's move on to this week's games, Rick.
Selections. Now, bearing in mind, I don't want you to get under too much pressure. You're one down already, but...
I remember this last year, Rick. You don't win footy tips in March, mate. Okay. St Kilda versus Collingwood.
Collingwood will win and win comfortably.
21. Collingwood for me.
All right.
Crows versus Geelong in Crowland.
Oh, with 50,000. Here we go.
50,000 Crow supporters yelling
again.
And screaming.
Geelong will win and win by at least 5 goals.
Crows for me. Oh. Taylor Walker back. Rory Sloan in bloody motorbike glasses. No, he's not playing yet. He's still something wrong with him.
You remember that this is the Geelong that hasn't been out of the eight, basically, for the... the Crows are in good fettle, are they?
Doesn't matter. That was one game, Rick. Back home, back on the home soil.
Depends whether they got that goal umpire.
In the fortress, in the old fortress.
Oh, the fortress, right.
North versus Freo.
Well, what a joke that'll be.
Peter's side, Peter Luckett's side, North Melbourne.
He's
North Melbourne
you
boy.
You thought he would have changed by now.
Well, no.
They have got no chance of winning.
Freo easy for me. Freo, very good side.
Oh, very good side.
Hawthorn versus Melbourne. More injuries for Hawthorn.
Yeah, they disappointed me a bit last week, and Melbourne will win comfortably.
Yep, correct. Swans versus Essendon.
Oh, not a contest. The Swans are a very, very good side.
As we speak. Yep. In round
2.3. Yeah.
Richmond versus Port. Oh, here we go. Come on, tip them.
Port will win.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Richmond are very ordinary.
Yeah, Port for me. West Coast and GWS.
Well, what a humdinger that'll be. GWS for me.
GWS for me. So we've gone a couple different there again this week, Rick.
We have.
So I'll be one in front after this week.
Oh, you wish.
Obviously, because of the round zero, Carlton and Brisbane have a bye this week, Rick.
Yeah, well, what a joke.
Oh.
Speaking of byes, Phil, how good is it?
Yes.
That Tasmania have got a side for the AFL.
Good.
What?
It is good. Yep.
Oh, you enjoy buys.
Let's
have another buy.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's all right. Gives them a week off. Freshen up.
Freshen up.
Yep. Go down to Tassie and then have a buy the next week or something.
Yeah. Phil, I honestly believe it is one of the major mistakes of the last few years.
Why?
Well... First of all, I don't believe they deserve to have a team based on whatever you like, just because they supposedly inverted commas by AFL, who are, all encompassing and know everything, supposedly a football state, They've forgotten that there's only 500,000 people live in the entire state, split between not one major city, but two major towns, Launceston and Hobart. And you can't have a stadium in both. But no. They want to build a $500 million a roof stadium to accommodate the vast number of 23,000 people, Phil. Now, that sounds like a terrific idea to me.
At least they'll fill it. 23,000.
No, they won't. I think the biggest number. Well, they might.
100,000 members they've got already, Rick.
That doesn't mean.
Signed on.
That doesn't mean they go to the footy.
Well, let's don't have to all go, otherwise they'll be standing outside. Only fit 23,000 in there.
Well, first of all, that is, it is overcapitalisation on something. And Tasmania, it's not as though there's Sydney or Melbourne and the population is going to expand to some ridiculous amount. And from what I understand, there are many within the AFL system who claim that the game, that the oval that they play AFL football on now, down in Tassie.
I think it is Blundstone Arena.
I think it's Blundstone Arena, whatever, with a sponsor's name or whatever.
Yep.
There are many who claim that the surface of that oval is the best of any AFL playing ground. Now, evidently, prior to all this hoo-ha, the Tasmanian government have said that they'll throw in money to upgrade the changing and dressing rooms, etc. facilities. And basically, that's all that needs be done. I think they also said that they would, which relatively would cost little, they'll produce a second training oval.
Yep.
But a roof stadium.
Yeah, look, I don't agree with the big, you know, I'm.
Yeah. And I've got nothing against Tasmania, and I'll try and make this as quickly as I can. The loyalty of footy to Tasmania is really based upon a very dated mid-1950s, 1960s, 1970s type situation where the VFL was the major body and we played interstate football. And those who had Tasmanian background were dragged back to etc.
State
now,
of origin.
Now, okay, that's good. That's what happened. But that doesn't mean history warrants what's to be present or into the future. Now, you know, you probably have spare fingers on your two hands if you counted the origin of current listed AFL players who've come from Tasmania. Mm. If you're going to base it on who's contributing to the AFL in player numbers, then I'll bet you that the Northern Territory gets it hands down.
Yeah, they probably do. They probably, when you put it like that, they probably do. But
without knocking it again, but the AFL will make it seem as if it works because they'll just put endless amounts of money into Tasmania, like they did the Sydney Swans to bail them out, like they did the Brisbane Bears to bail them out, and they're still doing it with the Gold Coast.
So what was the figure they're going to spend on that stadium?
Over $500 million.
Yes, I don't agree with that. They should use that Blundstone and see how it goes and, you know.
Yeah. And the reality is that Tasmania has got a huge housing problem.
Okay.
And although obviously the population, as you've mentioned, are happy to have a team, they just don't want a stadium.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford.
I tend to agree that perhaps just use Blundstone and see how it goes
and
run that for a year or two.
And all this rubbish and talk about, oh, that will attract rock and roll bands. We can't get them in Adelaide.
Tasmania, where's that?
That's right.
That's fallen off the bottom of Australia.
So before we totally run out, this is a bit like your golfing story, I think, Phil. I'd move heaven and earth to get my handicap down to single figures. Well, try heaven, said his partner. You've already moved enough earth.
It was a bit like my golf, I tell you. Well, good luck to all the Bros and Light teams in the grand finals and the Premier League and Metro League sides this weekend, because that rounds the bowls up, and we'll hopefully start some footy. Hopefully we can get some goss. I can't get much goss at the moment, Rick.
And we might be lucky enough for Pete to give us a contribution.
Oh, we've got Graham Fisher going to be coming on as a special guest. He's coming down here for an interview, so we'll try and get that. Might even try and get that on next week.
What a good idea.
Do a Graham Fisher interview.
All right, so until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.